This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in August the 1st. And I tell you what, I think they're absolutely starting to begin their Phillips curve line from here on out for the next two or three quarters. I think you're going to see some hyper growth. The first 6 months, they did $790,000. That was a 34% increase of income over that time last year. We are talking no other than BioLargo Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today is the president and chairman of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Everett, it's so good to be here. Thank you.
You know, in the month of September, you guys have put out one press release after another. The one thing I do want to talk about today is tell us about the FDA approval and what it means to the company that you just recently put out.
Yay! BioLargo. I know, it's a big deal. So this is a journey. You know, when I first met the inventor, Kenneth Ray Code, right? He says to me, we have, this is, you know, it goes back a decade. He says, we have a significant role to play in healing wounds and keeping people safe from infection, right? It goes back to the genesis of the original discoveries where he was wanted to keep his dad safe from infection in a senior home, right? And he made this discovery about using this all-natural iodine in this very gentle way, okay? So it's taken all this time. Well, so the idea had to gel into a strategy, and strategy had to be a product. Product was a patent, you know, and on we go, okay? And as you know, we brought in some dedicated capital about a little over two years ago, right, that allowed us to then reach out to the marketplace and hire some of the most, you know, special talent in the industry and organize a plan to actually execute on this idea, okay? And so, you know, from concept to completion, as we said in the press release, I mean, this is the epitome of sticking to it and finding our way into success. So on Monday, having gone through now about a two-year journey, okay, and significant investment. In fact, I think it's about $3.2 million to get our first product through the gate with a regulator under a 510K clearance, which means we now have the clearance to start marketing that product in the open market. But here's the thing. That product, it's a wound irrigation system, right? Our solution, wound irrigation solution by Clyra, C-L-Y-R-A, Clyra Medical. Well, it's one of our subsidiaries. We own about 40% of the subsidiary. We're also a license holder, right? So we'll have a royalty on sales. But the thing about this product is it's the gateway to probably another 7+ products. Because what happens is as you get your first template in, you can then modify your indications of use, get the clinical work done, and show the power of this invention for helping solve some of the significant problems. And we've already reported, you know, we believe a significant role in orthopedics and dentistry, and then of course this wound irrigation strategy. And of course it's just a multi-billion-dollar market. And we think the significance of our value proposition is literally the novelty that we can deliver this potent antimicrobial in such a gentle way at such incredibly low dose with biofilm efficacy that it makes a disruptor in really, it's probably a $6+ billion market segment. And so this is a big...
So let me ask you this before we go further. You know, your CooperDyne sales is up 31% compared to this year over last year. Can we compare the product that you just got FDA clearance to the CooperDyne? Is it going to be as big as that, or do you think bigger?
Oh, well, I think it's much bigger. I mean, you know, the odor control is a category that is a great market. We love it. It's cash flow. We're supplying a solution to an industry that never had one before. Okay, so that's how it's similar. It's also similar that we have novel science that's safe and environmentally friendly. That's similar, okay? But when you compare that market to the advanced wound care field, you're talking about a value proposition where literally we're saving lives and limbs. Okay, so the value proposition, the margin, the opportunity to generate significant revenues and profit is astronomically higher. Okay, and so, but it also has the barrier to entry, including regulatory and competitive, right? And so to offset that risk, the margin has to be there. So our focus really is to take this novelty and focus on the most high impact, high value, high margin products that we can muscle through with. And that's one of the thesis we think keys to innovation, to be able to support this at significant long-term investment as we've demonstrated.
You know, recently you put out a memorandum of understanding with BKT, Tomorrow Water, and the City Dock. Share us the short-term and maybe the long-term of that possible contract.
Yeah, well, it's just a great relationship. I mean, it's actually, and again, people wonder how it started. It actually started, we were asked to present at a technology assessment group presentation to the wastewater treatment industry, and we presented our odor control product. And BKT and Tomorrow Water were there presenting their innovation to the wastewater treatment industry in America. And they saw this product and they said, oh my goodness, you know, your company sounds like us. Right? Innovators, entrepreneurial, privately held, 20 years of history. And so we started this journey, okay? And the significance is that they fully validated the technical efficacy. They worked with it about 6 months, and they came back to us, and they said, this Cooperdyne really, 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 really works. And we're like, yes, it does. Yes, it does. I mean, that's the key, right? The innovation. So we dug in and have formed a relationship, and, you know, we like them very much. They stand for integrity. They stand for high-value purpose. They're committed to a long run. There's nothing short-term about BKT and Tomorrow Water. And they're technical innovators. They have a staff of, I think it's about 150, 175 people. In Korea, BKT is the number one provider of wastewater treatment with innovation that has a world opportunity before it. The city of Daegu, okay, it's being billed as the next water hub of the world, especially in Asia. They've committed something like $220 million to the advancement of a center of excellence to focus on a community in which technology assessment, innovation can springboard into a global market. And we've been asked to join that cooperative. And so the way we look at this, you know, short term, we got to get through some of the deal making, of course, but the framework is really there. I mean, these guys are, first of all, we speak the same language, right? Same technical language, the
Absolutely.
Same commitment to service, the same language that talks about serving clients first. We speak the same language, okay? And then secondarily, they have an existing base of business that makes the deployment of our technical solutions almost instantaneous. And so it's just a win-win.
I was going to say, you know, you've been coming on my show for over 2 years and taking it all the way back to the very beginning. You talked about four different operations that you guys were working on. And finally, it looks like it's all coming to fruition and that they're actually going to be commercial products. Could you expand a little bit about that and maybe, you know, and just kind of like give us an overview of where we're at and your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is one of the things that people have a hard time getting their head around, frankly. It's like, how can you do all this, right? How can you do so much? And you know, really the answer is it's you have to step back and say, well, who are we, right? What are we doing, right? And we're innovators and we're solution providers.
Right.
Right? That's what we do. And in each of these situations, we've taken innovation to a proof of claim, developed a strategy, implemented as far and as fast and as best as we possibly can with our resources, right? The limited resources that we have with these massive opportunities. And in the end, right, what happens is this relationship with BKT is a great example where ideas become partnership becomes infrastructure and solution provider focused and leverage to generate revenue around the world, okay, with technology and solutions that the world needs. Okay, so when you step back and you look at our business, you say, okay, air, which is our odor and VOC control, you know, we're on our way. That business is humming. We hired this prominent executive from Republic Services, joined our team. He's a pro, and we're getting significant traction in that market, adoption with a couple of the majors, which is awesome. So we're pretty excited about that. Okay, in engineering, we've landed the United States Air Force. We've got multiple projects. We've got another 8 bids outstanding. We're working with 7 Air Force bases. Plus, they're really doing significant innovation, like the PFAS with the United States government and the EPA. That's fluorinated compounds in drinking water, right? Big problem. Okay, so now Clyra, finally, ready to go to market. You know, stay the course. I chalk it up to persistence and
absolutely
skill, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then water, right? We just announced that we've got our first commercial client. lined up. They've asked for full-blown commercial proposal on a organic farming operation growing and processing chickens, which is awesome up in Alberta. It really validates the technology. It works. And it also shows a template where we put it into a system to sell a service. We're not selling a piece of equipment. We're selling a solution to take water for a client, turn it into reuse, save them money, provide value, economics and environmentally sensitive. It's the fulfillment of the plan. And in each of these cases, somehow, with the support of our great investors and the patience of the market, we've managed to stay alive long enough to see all these things get through the preliminary proof of claim, validation of science, and the first inkling of what we think is just the tip of the iceberg of commercial opportunity. I mean, it's just awesome. It's a great time for BioLargo.
My guest today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO and president and chairman of BioLargo Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And what they are, they're a sustainable science technology environmental engineering company that provide and deliver solutions to some of the problems that are facing the world today. In closing here, Dennis, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. What do you want my listeners and your investors to take away from this interview?
I think this is the moment in time in which the proof of the significance of our technology is never more clear. It is here. It's beyond reproach. It's undeniable. And now it's all about finding the right partners, making the right moves, making sure we're capitalized properly, building out some infrastructure, and really the world is our oyster. I mean, it's just a great time, and I hope people will really take a hard look at our stock, consider it for a long-term piece of their portfolio. We believe the yield and return opportunities are just massive, and, it's a 10-year overnight success, so there you go.
Dennis, thank you so much for coming back on the show. I always look forward to our conversations and what's going on with BioLargo. You know, I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Awesome. Go BioLargo.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.